top of mind. Bitcoin broke below $70,000 Tuesday, a two-month low, driven by a confluence of overlapping pressures. 11 consecutive days of U.S. spot ETF net outflows totaling 3.45 B, Strategy's first BTC sale since 2022, a stalled U.S.-Iran ceasefire lifting crude toward 95 doyen, and Mt. Gox moving 739 bonds in BTC from cold storage. Any single driver would be noise. Together, they represent a structural shift in near-term demand. FalconX's Sean McNulty flags that a confirmed daily weekly close below 70K would mark a structural shift rather than a headline reaction. The 200-day SMA and 200-week EMA both loom near 69K as the next major technical test. Market structure, BTC at $69,500 Tuesday morning, Bitstamp low 69,631, down 0.8% on the week and 44% from the 126K October 2025 ATH. ETF outflows extended to an 11th consecutive session, cumulative 345B since May 15th has flipped 2026 YTD flows negative. Crypto liquidations hit 800 mellas in 24 hours, 94% long positions. The 1.26B IBIT dark pool block trade from last week is now identified by NYDIIG as likely a single directional holder exiting, not a basis trade unwind. Seller paid E29.5 mellas below market for immediacy. NYDIG flags the key unanswered question is idiosyncratic constraint versus broader investment view. Funding rates spiked briefly above the neutral 6-12% band for the first time in 6 months. Whale long to short ratios at Binance, 1.4, and OKX, 1.9x rose, but spot CVD remains negative and USDT is trading at a 0.10% discount, signaling capital exits to fiat, not accumulation. Mt. Gox moved 10,306 BTC, 739 million from cold wallets. Tuesday first movement since March, funds marked unspent. Still holds 30,504 BTC, 2.04B. Creditor distribution risk is live. Policy and institutions. Strategy sold 32 BTC, 2.5 MECOS AVG, 77,135, May 26th to 31 to fund STRC preferred dividends. First sale since the 2022 tax loss trade. MSTR fell just 6%. Delphi Digital, the old never-sell meme is now broken in practice. Cash reserve fell to 900 mellas from a higher level after retiring 1.5B in 2029, converts at 8% discount. TD Cowen kept its $400 target. Grayscale called future sales inevitable, given Bitcoin produces no cash flows. Clarity Act approaches Senate floor. Coinbase CPO Shehrzad targets July 4th signing. Bill passed Banking Committee 15-9, with two Democratic crossovers, needs 60 votes. JP Morgan CEO Dimon publicly vowed to fight it, called Armstrong full of shit over stablecoin yield provisions. Polymarket puts passage at CASM 59% by year end. CFTC issued no action letters allowing Coinbase, via Deribit, to offer US institutional clients global crypto perps, and Kalshi to launch Bitcoin perpetual futures, first regulated onshore perps. CoinShares Butterfill notes, legislative progress has been overwhelmed by Iran risk-off. Strive, ASST, announced 4.2B ATM expansion, 2.1B each in common and SATA preferred, to accelerate BTC accumulation, holds on $16,500 BTC. Corporate Treasury weekly purchases collapsed to 144 BTC versus 603 BTC prior week, network and industry. CME launched 24/7 crypto futures, options May 29, recording 50 mematas notional over its opening weekend. Also debuted Bitcoin volatility futures, ticker BVI, settling against 30-day implied vol. First regulated BTC vol product. Closes the weekend gap that created CME price discontinuities. Core Lightning DOS vulnerability disclosed, fixed in CLN 26.04. Any remote peer could crash a node accepting inbound channels by sending an all-zero TXID during channel open handshake. Responsibly disclosed, fuzzing discovered. Radiant Capital winding down 18 months after a 50 million 2024 hack, unable to recover funds or raise capital. DeFi hack count hit a record monthly high in April per DeFi Llama. Eclair V814.10 released. Finalizes splicing, simple taproot channels, zero fee commitments, removes non-anchor output channel support. Macro linkages. US-Iran ceasefire collapse drove the key sell-off. Iran suspended negotiations. WTI crude hit to 95s. BTC fell through 71 KRs, while the S&P 500 hit a record 7,620, the widest BTC equity divergence of the cycle. CoinShares Butterfill explicitly attributes 3 weeks of ETP outflows to Iran risk-off overwhelming Clarity Act tailwinds. AI equity rotation is pulling institutional capital from BTC ETFs. Analysts at BitRue and the BlockSight funds moving into AI semiconductor names. Anthropic and SpaceX both filed IPO prospectuses this week, sharpening the competition for risk capital. Treasury yields at 4.45-4.47% are compressing risk appetite across rate-sensitive assets per XS.com. NFP Friday, consensus 93K, is the next potential catalyst for repositioning. Standouts: stablecoin policy divergence widening. Fed's Waller called stablecoins a dollar dominance amplifier. ECB's Schnabel called them a financial stability risk. Directly opposing views from major central banks. Treasury Secretary Bessent disclosed the US has seized Ichuan Biso in Iran-linked crypto, including 340 meme in USDT, frozen by Tether, confirms crypto as an active sanctions enforcement theater. Coinbase launched direct INR banking rails in India via IMPS with dedicated rupee order books. Re-entry after a troubled 2022 exit. India leads global crypto adoption. Binance added 7,000-plus US stocks and ETFs for non-US users with zero commission, funded by stablecoins, with tokenized B stocks on BNB chain forthcoming. Direct encroachment on traditional broker territory. Polymarket's 20-man-plus strategy. BTC sale market unresolved. Transaction occurred before May 31st, but disclosed June 1st. UMA token vote pending amid documented voter conflict concerns.